Hello, my name is Delmer Eldred, and this is Friday, September 16th, 2022. And today I want to welcome you to a conversation with Klickitat County Sheriff Bob Songer. Sheriff Songer, it is always an honor to be able to talk with you.
Good morning, Dale. I appreciate that very much, to have the opportunity to talk with you.
But Sheriff Songer, I'd like your thoughts on what the Attorney General Garland and the FBI Director Wray are doing, combining the ATF, the FBI, and the IRS into what looks like they're trying to form a national police force.
Well, and this is my personal opinion, Dale. I think you're spot on. It just doesn't make any sense why our federal government is hiring 87,000 IRS agents and arming them to use deadly force. I don't know any time in the past where IRS agent has to be armed. And if they feel they're in a situation, they can always draw up on the U.S. Marshals or the FBI in a dangerous situation. There's a reason they're arming 87,000. And I suspect it's what you just talked about, that eventually push for a national police force.
Well, you know, I mean, you'd have to be pretty naive to believe that 8,700 new agents, IRS agents, have that much to do with the income tax. They have more to do with targeting certain individuals more than doing anything about tax violators.
Well, I agree with that as well. And I think the most recent thing was President Trump's home was searched by the FBI with TAC gear and everything. These people, if they had a real concern about the president being in possession of something that he wasn't supposed to be in, they'd already went through the attorneys, and they could still go through the attorneys and subpoena that stuff. But they wanted to make a show, I think, that if you talk out against the far-left progressives, then you're going to be a target. And I think the sad thing about that is there's a lot of Democrats that are good Democrats that also are not buying into this far-left, woke progressiveness to turn this country into a socialist country, and that's where they're headed with it.
Well, that's what my fear is. These, whether it be the ATF or the FBI or the IRS, their whole thing is if you don't agree with the socialist-styled government, you're going to become a domestic terrorist and open game for these agencies to do, whatever they want.
Well, I can tell you that U.S. Attorney Garland put out a memo. He wanted the local FBI agents to partner up with local sheriff's office and police departments and attend school board meetings and spy on the parents because there could be domestic terrorists. And that's because school board at their meetings had parents that were upset about what their kids were being taught. A seven-year-old, whether you're a girl or a boy, if you're white, you're a racist. All this kind of nonsense that was being shoved down the education system. But anyway, based on that, I wrote a letter to Garland, U.S. Attorney Garland, and I told him to keep the FBI agents, we would not cooperate, number one, keep the FBI agents out of our county, that parents have a First Amendment right to attend school board meetings, and if they're even loud about voicing their concerns, as long as they're not making threats, then they have every right to do that under the First Amendment. See, it's just an example how they wanted to shut that down by having law enforcement using us as a tool to threaten parents. And that we're not going to have it in this county, I guarantee you. And I told him that the parents were not violating people's rights, by attending these meetings. And even if they get loud, that's not a violation of their First Amendment. And so I felt that it was uncalled for, it's overreach. It's the federal government being bullies, trying to scare the hell out of people to keep them from speaking up, keep him from being a patriot.
Well, Sheriff Songer, you have been in the law enforcement for a long time. You've been in with the FBI. You've stood strong for the Constitution. And do you think that there has ever been a time since the American Revolution that we have had such an attack on our freedom and liberty with that's been so aggressive and persistent?
No. I am just shocked at the way our country has gone, Dale. You know, I was a cop back in the 70s, and when you had the hippie movement and all of this going on, Vietnam and demonstrations, it wasn't that bad then. I mean, it was bad, but I think today, it's, you know, if you don't buy into their far-left, progressive, liberal thinking, you're an enemy. And Biden, as much as come out on television, I was watching the other night, and if you're a MAGA supporter, which is Make America Great, then you're a domestic terrorist. And he made it clear. So you got the president, even though I think he's somewhat illegitimate president, but you got that president, Biden, sending that kind of message. And here's one, what did he run on, bringing people together? He's done nothing but divide this country.
Well, you know, it's been a real, these last 22 months or whatever, that it's been a real turnaround. Like, it's almost been unbelievable the destruction and damage that he's done to the Constitution and our country with his, what do you call those presidential?
Executive orders.
Executive orders, yeah. I mean, you know, he has consistently done everything he can to undermine the freedom and liberties that this country stands for.
Oh, yeah. And you look at our southern border. Trump almost had that completed, the wall up. And now that when Biden got in there, they just kicked it wide open. And we've got thousands and thousands of illegals coming across the Rio Grande into these border states on the other side. And not only they're not testing them for COVID, they're not even... they're not doing anything but loading them on buses and planes and flying them all over the country and spreading them out. The amount of human trafficking, the amount of drugs that are coming across that border, fentanyl, we have a big high rise in fentanyl deaths in throughout the United States. And we've had fentanyl deaths right here in Clickitat County and from drug usage. They claim they have a war on drugs. They've never had a war on drugs. If they sincerely had a war on drugs, we'd be napalming the cartels. No, serious. That would be a war because they are an enemy to destroy our country through drug usage and that type of stuff. And anyway, I can get on that soapbox and go forever. I just so frustrated that we have a president that allows thousands to come across our borders, undocumented, everything else. And not just from Mexico. They're coming from other countries that terrorists can infiltrate that way. And we think 9/11 was bad. We may be in for a rude awakening down the road.
Well, Sheriff Songer, I mean, you know, the notice that you put out to drug dealers and stuff in this county has put us really slowed down to what is coming into this county and compared to the other areas in the state of Washington. I mean, they're in a crisis area. Even though we do have some problems here, it's nothing like what the other, and thanks to you, thanks to a constitutional sheriff, because, you know, that is the only thing that has put a lot of people on notice, plus the attorney general and the governor, that their unconstitutional stuff is not an illegal activity is not going to be allowed in Clickitat County. And so we owe you a lot for that. And, you know, the thing is that if people want to keep their freedom and liberty, they need to start getting familiar with the Constitution and take a stand against these tyrants that are trying to destroy the Constitution. And if they can do that, there will be nothing standing in their way, except a constitutional sheriff will always stand for the Constitution no matter what.
Well said, Dale. I've gotten flack from the progressives. I've got support from Democrats. I got support from Republicans and Independents. But the far-left progressive of the Democrat Party literally hates my guts. And that's fine. That's fine. I don't have a problem. I'll wear that as a badge of honor. Because I'm standing up for people's constitutional rights and God-given liberties. And the thing that rubs them wrong is when you stand up against Governor Inslee, who put come out with this mandate that everybody had to get a shot, you had to be 6 foot apart, you had to wear a mask, couldn't attend certain churches, and it went on and on. I said, that's an individual's choice, whether you get a shot or wear a mask, not the governor's choice. And I even told the deputies, if you want to get a shot or get a mask, or wear a mask, go for it. If you don't, that's your right as well. And so we made it, I did not make it mandatory that they had to wear a mask. Now somebody said, well, where is it up to the sheriff to decide what the law is? Well, the reason it's up to an elected sheriff is because that sheriff only works for the people. He doesn't work for the governor. The governor's not his boss. County commissioners are not his boss. City council is not his boss. The only boss that elected sheriff has is the citizens of that particular county that put him into office or her into office, whatever the case is. And unfortunately, a lot of sheriffs, not a lot, well, I shouldn't say a lot, because we're very lucky in our state, 37 sheriffs came out and said they would not enforce the COVID mandates. So that says a lot right there. You've got 37 counties, the sheriffs have stood up and said they would not enforce that. The other thing I have a problem with our governor and Mr. Ferguson, our state attorney general, is they are big anti-gunners. They want to take your guns away. Now, they'll tell you that, oh, no, we just want to get the assault rifles. That are bad things, the assault guns. Well, you know, an assault rifle, and they're, all that is a semi-automatic rifle. And that could include a 10/22 Ruger semi-automatic rifle. What bothered me when they passed that in 2018, first of all, they put a smoke screen on the initiative that passed. People, they made it sound like it makes safer schools and safer public by this. And if you read down into the weeds of it, you would find that it violates your rights in a number of areas. And the reason a sheriff can decide not to enforce certain laws, if those laws or dictates from the governor violate the Constitution, whether it be the state Constitution or the U.S. Constitution, then that law is invalid. It's a bad law. And the sheriff has that discretionary power what laws he will enforce. And if he believes that law is unconstitutional, it's his duty, absolute duty, not to enforce that.
Well, also, when they every time they think they're going to pass a gun law that's going to help or going to do reduce gun violence, the black market gun business booms. I mean, there's so many guns sold on the street. I think they're probably in competition with the gun dealers. I don't know that for a fact, but I know areas in Seattle, Portland, down by the market and stuff. If you want a gun, all you got to do is let somebody know and have the money ready. Because, you know, but all these guys that do all this bad stuff, so many of them are felons. And they got guns. So you're going to take the guns away from the law-abiding citizens, but what about the felons? They're going to still have guns.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I could lay my gun on this table, Dale. That gun could sit there, loaded, could sit there for 50 years and not go off. Not even go off. Only when a person picks that gun up and uses that gun as a doing bad things. The gun's only a tool. It's a person behind the gun they have to deal with. And they seem to just brush right over that.
Well, it's like you have said before, you know, the Second Amendment protects the Constitution, basically. And, you know, even though there's 320,000 law-abiding citizens, or, I mean, million or whatever, that have guns, they don't have to use them. It's just that they know, the government knows that they're there, that they're not going to, they're only going to be able to push so far, and people are going to start pushing back. And that is a big deterrent that helps keep us from going into complete socialism just in a second, you know. But anyway, they, you know, this is why it's so important, this election in November, that we get, you know, we get people that are, have American values, believe in the Constitution, because that's the only way we're going to turn this around and get our country back.
You know, you're accurate, right on point. You know, the sad thing about it is, and they don't even make it a secret, deal. They want to turn this country into a socialist, communist-type country, okay? Well, they can do that. Right now, they do a lot of it by controlling the food, controlling your medication, indoctrinating through college and even in grade school, students to a more Marxist idea, liberal, socialist idea. And they've thought this through. This is not just an overnight situation. But in order to completely make it possible to have a complete socialist country, they have to do what? They have to disarm the masses. And therefore, they know if they go door-to-door trying to confiscate firearms, that would be the trigger that would create a revolution in this country. And I believe that sincerely. And we pray to God that never happens. But they know that. So what do? They chip away at that Second Amendment through unconstitutional laws, dictates, and everything else to prevent the honest citizen from trying to get a firearm, to buy a firearm, like I-1639, for example, Dale. Part of that law is if somebody breaks into your home and steals your firearm and you don't realize your firearm's even been stolen, and that person that stole your firearm goes out here and commits a crime, you, as the property owner, can be held accountable. Now, the rationale to that is complete silliness, in my opinion, and it violates your rights. They have no business telling you how to store your firearms in your home or anything else. But why it's silly, let's say, I don't know, I could take a ballpark guess, but thousands and thousands of people are killed every year with drunk drivers. So are we going to take cars away? If you have your car stolen out of your driveway and they smack a car head on and kill somebody, are you as a car owner going to be held accountable? No. No, you're not. But they want that. And that just example I just gave you about a car, there's no constitutional guarantee to a vehicle or that type of thing, but there is with a gun. But it's the same rationale, if that makes any sense. Why would you punish a homeowner because a gun was stolen and used in a crime, but not punish the car owner whose car was stolen and hit somebody and killed him?
Well, actually, you know, when you look at the legislature, they're the ones that have actually promoted this gun violence. You look at their reforms, look at in Seattle, the reforms that they've done, and the homicides are at a record level. I mean, I think they're like 300% in Seattle now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't that way when you had law enforcement properly putting the laws in place and putting the criminals in jail. You know, but now they can't do it, and you look at the result that has.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my opponent, Mr. Clifford, he's a nice guy. He's a sergeant over in Skamania County there, and I've talked to him several times. He is a nice guy. It's kind of funny, and back in 2015 when I was first elected sheriff, because he lived in our county, I gave him a special deputy's commission so that he could going back and forth to work. If he's seen something in our county, he could take action. But let me say, I mention it, and I'm sincere about this. Clifford is a nice guy. But whether by design or willingness, or he's just naive, don't know which, but it would appear there is evidence to show that the far left, not just a normal Democrat individual, the far left progressive who has requested defunding of our sheriff's office, that list of people, there's several people on that list that has donated to his campaign, is supporting him 100%. Why? Because they want to get rid of Bob Songer, who's a constitutional sheriff. If they even put out a sign that said, we do not want a constitutional sheriff in our county. And the funny thing about that is, I would protect their rights just the same as I would anybody else's. And exactly. They don't seem to see that. And but anyway, Mr. Clifford is, it appears that he's running as an R, as a Republican. But in fact, it appears that he's being supported by the far, far progressives. Now, I know I have some Democrats that support me. I have independents that support me. And I have a lot of Republicans that support me. So I'm not beating up on all Democrats. Back in 1990 when I ran for sheriff in Clark County, I was undersheriff at the time. My sheriff retired, so I ran. I ran as a Democrat. I was part of the Democrat Party back in 90. And I was finding that I was so far to the right of what that party stood for. But make a long story short, I lost the election to my chief criminal deputy who ran as a Republican. Clark County at that time was pretty much blue, pretty much Democratic. But anyway, when I took the job as police chief in Elko, Nevada, and I challenge those who don't hear much about me and like to do the research on me, check the voter record in the state of Nevada. Because when I got my driver's license in 91 in the state of Nevada, when I took the job as police chief there in Elko, Nevada, you register by party in the state. And so when they asked me if I wanted to register to vote, I said, absolutely. And they said, what party you want to? We have the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, the Independent Party, the Green Party. There's a whole laundry list. And I said, I'm going to sign up as a Republican. And I've been a very conservative Republican ever since 1991.
Well, I it's been the last 6 months, but a friend of mine who I went to school with, and he lives in Ohio, and we were always at odds with each other because he's a Democrat, I was a Republican. But he sent me a message in April that he said, Del, I can't take it no more. I'm coming over to your side. And he was going to throw his hat in the ring for state legislature because he says, the immoral and the breakdown of the system that these people are trying to put in place, I can't go with it any longer.
So. Yeah. Yeah, and excuse me. But I think Mr. Clifford needs to be transparent. I mean, because you notice, Dale, in all of the county elected people running for office, not one has a D behind their name. Not one is running as a Democrat. Take it to the bank, though. The Democrat Party does have people running, backing their philosophy, running undercover as a Republican. And it's unfortunate, but I think Mr. Clifford's in that area, in my opinion.
Well, this is one thing that is so important in November, because if we don't get it right, we aren't going to get another chance. And this is why people need to get somebody, vote for the one that believes in the Constitution, American values, and we can restart building back the American that we all like, all love. And so November is a really important time. And, I think like Sheriff Songer is a constitutional sheriff, and he is the one that should be taking our county on with, because these are going to be challenging years, and we're going to have somebody that's going to stand strong to keep any of our freedoms and liberties.
Well, again, Dale, you're right on. But, you know, there's a lot of good people that are Democrats, and there's a lot of Democrats walking away from the far left progressive thinking. I've got a very good friend that's a Democrat, and we always jokingly argue the points of the conservative versus the liberal. But he's an extremely good friend of mine, and he'll always be a good friend of mine regardless. And so I solicit and I ask for votes from the Democrats, independents, and obviously the Republicans. I was very blessed to get the endorsement of the Republican Party, Clickitat County Republican Party. And so I'm asking for the votes across the board of those people that believe in a constitutional sheriff.
Great. Sheriff Songer, I just want to thank you for taking time to talk with us today. And, you know, everything you said is so valuable that we have to start looking at what is going on in this country and do what we can to correct it. And just thank you again, Sheriff Songer.
Thank you for the opportunity, Dale. And I would mention, if anybody's got, they want to talk to me personally, they can reach me on my cell phone, 509-261-0433. If they've got a question about where I stand on issues, or if they have a complaint, call me, 509-261-0433.
Well, thank you again, Sheriff Songer. We've been talking to Clickitat County Sheriff Bob Songer today, and thanks, everyone, for listening.